Our next presentation will be delivered by Peter Vadas, and the title of that presentation is Annual Phosphorus Loss Estimator, APL, a spreadsheet model for annual field-scale phosphorus loss. Peter.
Thanks, Nathan. With this presentation, what I wanted to do was describe a spreadsheet model that we've developed to estimate field-scale phosphorus loss. In a couple presentations after this, Carl Bolster, he's going to show how the model is being used to help evaluate and revise current indexes. And Laura Good has a presentation about the Wisconsin P index and how some of the equations from this model have been put into that index. So what I wanted to do with this is kind of give the audience who's going to be here later just a good feel for how the model works and what it does and the equations that are in it. So this is a spreadsheet model in Microsoft Excel that estimates annual phosphorus loss from field scale in pounds per acre, and it looks at dissolved phosphorus loss and sediment phosphorus loss just in surface runoff. So it does some soil phosphorus dynamics, you'll see, and some leaching in from the topsoil, but it doesn't do subsurface drainage. So it's intended to function like a phosphorus index in that it estimates phosphorus loss for a given set of management, soil phosphorus, erosion, and runoff conditions. And it's intended to be more process-based and mechanistic-type equations than most indexes, but much more friendly than models like APEX or SWOT that intend to do similar things at the field scale. So the next couple of slides just show the data entry screens for the model. So the first is just soil properties. So we tried to make everything as simple as possible, the inputs as simple as possible to run the model. We simulate two soil layers in the topsoil, so you can look at phosphorus stratification for no-till situations. So you just enter the depth of your two layers, the Malic 3 soil phosphorus in those two layers, soil clay and soil organic matter, field area. And we have transport factors, what's your annual rain, your annual runoff and sediment loss. The runoff and sediment loss are inputs into this spreadsheet. Then you have your annual crop phosphorus uptake. And the big part of the screen is your manure application information. So you have manure application from grazing animals, just the number of days and total number of cows in a field. And then you have solid manure application and liquid manure application information, just how much manure was applied, the solids content of the manure, total phosphorus content, the percent of that total phosphorus that is in a water extractable form. And we have some documentation with the model that gives guidance on those things. How much of your manure is incorporated by tillage, how deep you incorporate it. So that could be for, injection also. Same thing for liquid manure applications, fertilizer applications, same type of information. All you need is how much fertilizer applied, how much is incorporated, the depth, and we have a degree of soil mixing. Again, some of our documentation gives some guidance on that. But that just helps in these no-tills type situations to look at the soil phosphorus dynamics. So I wanted to kind of step through the equations now a little bit and show you how the model is predicting from this entry information that the phosphorus loss from a field. So we look at three things: dissolved phosphorus loss from manure and fertilizer on the surface, dissolved phosphorus loss from soil, and sediment phosphorus loss with erosion. So the first is dissolved phosphorus loss from manure or fertilizer that on the soil surface. So the model starts with your information of how much phosphorus was applied. It accounts for how much phosphorus gets incorporated into the soil from tillage or liquid manure applications that infiltrate. And then you'll see for each of these, I try to list some references we have in the published literature that describe the science behind all these processes. And our documentation goes into all that science also. So after accounting for these things, you're left with how much phosphorus is on the surface. You multiply that by an availability factor, which is 100% for fertilizer. For manure, it's the percent of water extractable P in the manure and some estimate of how much of that other manure P might mineralize during the year. So after these two accountings, you're left with how much phosphorus is available on the surface. You multiply that by your runoff to precipitation ratio, a phosphorus distribution factor, which is calculated again from this runoff to precipitation ratio. And then after that calculates how much dissolved P was actually lost in runoff from manure and fertilizer on the surface. So any of the phosphorus that's not lost in runoff then goes into soil. So the model, to do all these calculations, what the model needs is just, you know, your phosphorus application, what's your percent water extractable P in your manure, your tillage, and then your precipitation and runoff. The next step is dissolved and sediment P loss from soil. The dissolved P loss is just your soil phosphorus times an extraction coefficient times your annual runoff amount. The sediment P loss is just your erosion times soil total phosphorus times the phosphorus enrichment ratio. The next slide shows how we calculate this soil total phosphorus. We have four full pools of phosphorus we simulate in the soil. So this is consistent with models, the EPIC model, APEX model, SWAT model, all do this type of calculations with these same pools based on these models here from the early 1980s. The organic phosphorus is just initialized from organic matter content that a user defines at the beginning. Labile phosphorus, this is the organic pool, then there are three of these inorganic phosphorus pools. Labile phosphorus is just initialized from the user input of Malic-3 phosphorus. The active P is initialized from labile P and a PSP parameter, which is a phosphorus sorption parameter, which is calculated from soil organic matter clay and the labile P. And the stable phosphorus is initialized from the active phosphorus. So, you know, all these things, the model, all it needs to know is your soil test P, your organic matter, and your clay, and it initializes all those values for this phosphorus. And then it adds all these up for total phosphorus for your erosion processes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the soil phosphorus dynamics. So those were the losses we talked about, and then the model also simulates soil phosphorus dynamics through time. So with a given management, right now we have the model set up to simulate 10 years. How does your soil phosphorus change in the soil over those 10 years given your management? At two different depths, so you can simulate a soil phosphorus stratification too, with the idea that, you know, in no-till or pasture-type situations with consistent phosphorus applications, you might get an accumulation of phosphorus in a shallow layer. So when you apply manure, we assume 5% goes into organic phosphorus pool. The remaining 95% goes into these inorganic phosphorus pools. 100% of the fertilizer P is inorganic phosphorus. The model distributes that manure P among these different inorganic forms based on that phosphorus sorption parameter again. Again, we simulate two layers in the soil. Phosphorus is mixed between the layers based on the user-identified tillage and degree of biological mixing. And then we also simulate top crop uptake from the two layers. And we also look at phosphorus leaching from in the topsoil layers. So we do this based on a basic soil phosphorus sorption isotherm. Let's see. Where that just is a relationship between how much phosphorus is in the soil and what's the concentration of phosphorus in your leachate. So we just have just a log equation that defines this relationship. These parameters in the log equation are just calculated from soil clay content. Then we estimate how much phosphorus is adsorbed based on your soil P and somewhat of the phosphorus that's added in manure or fertilizer. So here it just shows that, you know, for two different soils from this soil clay content, a 30% soil, 30% clay soil, 50% clay soil, you know, we're going to get a given amount of phosphorus in the soil, we're going to get lower concentrations in the soil for the 50% in the leachates for the 50% clay than the 30% clay. So this was important in our validation and testing to show that we really need to be able to simulate phosphorus leaching from one layer to another and phosphorus leaching out of that bottom layer too, to be able to simulate the soil phosphorus dynamics well. And we set a maximum concentration of leaching at 20 milligrams per liter based on some work by Nathan in 2005 in North Carolina. So this is how we calculate a concentration of phosphorus in the water, in the soil, and then we calculate, also based on Nathan's work, how much water moves through that topsoil. Just a simple relationship, your percent of annual precipitation that moves through the topsoil, just based on what's the depth of your layers that you specify. And then we multiply the concentration times that amount of water moving through the soil, and that, you know, removes phosphorus from that topsoil layer, or moves it from the top layer to the bottom one and out of the bottom one from the leaching. So, you know, that shows the inputs are fairly simple. You know, it's the same kind of inputs that would go into a phosphorus index. Some of those equations, I just wanted to give people an idea. I know it's a lot of information, kind of complicated. Our documentation, you know, spells all that out in detail, gives all the references, but it gives you an idea of what the model does and how it functions. So some of these subsequent presentations don't have to go into those details. But this is the type of output that you get from the model. So what you can know in this left graph is, again, the model is set up right now to run for 10 years. This is your runoff phosphorus loss in pounds per acre for each year. So you can look at where is the phosphorus, what are the different sources that the phosphorus is coming from, how much is coming from eroded sediment, and then these three sources of dissolved phosphorus, whether it's soil, manure, or fertilizer. And then this right graph will show you what's your soil phosphorus dynamics over that time for your two different layers, your top layer, your bottom layer, and then within that whole topsoil. So you can see, you know, you can start to use the model, you know, even if you're not interested in trying to predict runoff and erosion per se, you can use the model to say, if I have a certain type of management, a certain type of expected runoff or erosion, you can start to play with these numbers and say, you know, if I'm applying manure like this, what do I expect my phosphorus dynamics in my soil to look like over 10 years? You know, what do I expect if I reduce my application rate? What can I expect my reduction in phosphorus loss to be given the same amount of runoff and erosion? And you can look at your different forms. You can see, you know, how much is coming from erosion, how much from the soil, how much from the manure on the surface. So you can target maybe different management perhaps based on that type of information. So we've done a lot of work to try to validate all these things. You know, every equation we put in, we want it to have sound science, and we want to test it a lot with data that's in the published literature. So what basically, and it's all designed so that we can go into the literature in a paper that's published. We don't have to go back to the original authors. We don't have to get a lot of inputs. We just take a paper right out of the library. It's got all the information we need for inputs. It's got the information we need for, you know, runoff and erosion typically. And it's got our annual phosphorus loss and a lot of times in these different forms. So it's very easy to, the way we've set this up, to validate this. So we've done two types of validation. One is for phosphorus loss. We've used data from 24 studies from 13 different states, from also Australia and Ireland. And we use their reported management data, measured soil phosphorus, runoff, and erosion as inputs. So we're testing this model from, you know, states in all over the country, and even from with data from other countries, to show that you can apply it in many different locations. We've also tested the soil phosphorus dynamics. More recently, we've used data from 19 studies here. And what's important in that is, you know, a lot of these studies go out 25 years. So we're running the model for 25 years. And, you know, they'll have in those papers, what's my soil phosphorus in the beginning of that 25 years, what it is at the end. So it's just one data point that we're trying to simulate, but we got to simulate 25 years of management and see how well the model, with no information in between, see if the model can hit that data point 25 years out. Again, we used just the reported information from those publications to run the model. So this is our validation for our measured P loss, measured loss on the x-axis, our estimated loss, simulated loss on the y-axis. This is probably, you know, more than 200 points. So we're doing a good job in predicting our phosphorus loss and runoff. Our soil phosphorus dynamics, you know, we're doing a really good job predicting how soil phosphorus changes through time. So this data is both from over the whole topsoil, and we've also had data from studies where they looked at phosphorus stratification changes in phosphorus in both those a shallow layer and a deeper layer. So we're able to simulate, you know, that stratification really well too. So in summary, some of the attributes of this model. And you'll hear later how this is being applied now in different indexes and then to evaluate indexes. It's very user-friendly. It requires the same inputs as a p-index. It really represents the most recent research in soil p and p-louse algorithms, which is, some models, APEX and SWOT, really, really need to be updated with this type of research. It's based entirely on research data. We're not trying to put professional judgment in there about what we think the losses contribution relative from soil for manure to erosion. We try to base that all on equations from that are grounded in studies. You have output that's easily accessed and understood on the forms of phosphorus loss and runoff, what the source of that phosphorus loss is, and the quantity. We try to estimate a pounds per acre. And it's a rapid assessment of phosphorus loss for given management and transport scenarios. So you can take the spreadsheet and you can run it, really in minutes when you have the information, and you can play with it very easily to see how changes in management can, with those output graphs, can change your phosphorus loss and your soil phosphorus dynamics too. One of the challenges now is, as opposed to models like SWOT or APEX, we don't predict runoff or erosion. That's an input, but that's not any different than indexes now that use Russell or take a runoff curve number to estimate those parameters. You can download the model. It's free to download if you go to our ARS website at the Dairy Forage Research Center. If you go to products and services and then go to the Apple homepage, you can download the spreadsheet. And you can download a user's manual and a theoretical documentation that really walk you through how to use it and all the science behind it. But it is very, very easy to use. And, I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has or if you think there's a problem with calculations. Sure. Well, let me show this last slide. This is just a p-loss sensitivity quickly. I didn't know if I'd have time for this. But, we'd have run sensitivity, runoff and rain are a lot of the most sensitive variables. You can see, fertilizer P is not very sensitive. Some of the manure and soil labile P less sensitive. So, some of these hydrology ones are important. So, for what it's worth there. Any questions? Is that Darren in the back? Okay. Well, so the question is how do we estimate erosion for this? How do we get that information? That's where something you can see, for example, like in the Wisconsin Phosphorus Index, where they've used some of these equations and put it in there. For example, in that they're using Russell 2 to get that information. They feed it into their source equations. So that's one alternative. So that's what you're looking at here. So, this model serves, you'll see how Carl is using this model in some Monte Carlo simulations to do assessments of indexes. So this is not meant to, replace SWOT, replace APEX. But I think in those applications, there's some real value here. And especially for, doing scenarios and given a certain amount of erosion and runoff, what are my impacts of management actually going to be on my phosphorus loss in the different forms? So. Yeah. No, you have data entry for every 10 years, so you can whatever that is for that annual every year can be different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just put that in the liquid manure application, But the important thing about the liquid manure applications, the reason we separate, our research shows that if you have about less than 15% solids, there's a lot of phosphorus in that liquid that infiltrates right when you apply it, like in the when you apply it through irrigation, and that's going to carry a lot of phosphorus into the soil, so that's why we do that. And there's going to be less on the surface for loss and runoff, so that's why we do that. Yeah, Pete. Right, that would be one of the challenges. You know, we have a way to estimate the concentration in the water, but then maybe you'd integrate that over a whole depth that might be moving towards the ditch, but then you'd have to have an estimate of how much volume of water moving to that ditch, which they've done in North Carolina in their index. They have methods based on the Drainmon model to do that. So there's ways to do it. We haven't done it for this, you know, haven't really gotten there, but I think we could make some decent estimates. All right, thanks.